every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Well, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome back to our 7 days podcast, brought to you in association with Bishop Fleming, the UK's fastest growing firm of accountants. And here's a roundup of the past week's news with Matthew Clark.
The Cornwall and Isles of Scilly LEP has welcomed news of funding to help accelerate growth across Britain's enterprise zones. The government is inviting enterprise zones, including the Newquay Aero Hub, to apply for £60 million worth of investment to help complete key infrastructure projects. One of the UK's largest installers of small-scale wind turbines has expanded its operations into Cornwall. Norwich-based Windcrop, which has set up more than 500 turbines in East Anglia and Yorkshire since 2009, has opened an office in Saltash and hopes to be employing 30 local people by the end of the year. Things are looking up for the South West small and medium-sized manufacturers, according to a new survey out this week. The latest barometer from the Manufacturing Advisory Service reports 64% of manufacturers in the region expect turnover to increase over the next 6 months, a 23% rise on the same quarter last year. And Claire Gibson, General Manager at Hale-based wave energy test site WaveHub, has been in London this week addressing the Renewable UK Wave and Tidal Conference. Gibson spoke about the role of testing facilities and updated delegates on the latest progress at the world's largest grid-connected wave energy test site. And she welcomed news that the South West England and Scottish Marine Energy Parks are set to work more closely together to support the development of industry in the UK.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
We're looking at one of Cornwall's key pieces of infrastructure this week on 7 days, Cornwall Airport near Newquay. It's seen tough times with airlines launching routes and then cutting them, but there is optimism again with EasyJet starting new routes in 2013, and then there's the Enterprise Zone there. In charge is Miles Carden. So what is in prospect for the Aero Hub this year?
2013 will show some of our key infrastructure projects going forward. We have no longer any hangars on the south side, so to accommodate some of the imminent investment activity we've got going. We're looking at some new hangar builds. We've got two new hangar builds proposed for 2013. And we're also now getting involved with infrastructure into the business park outside the airport, and that'll be roads and services, and that'll be built through 2013 and 2014.
So one of the main things that people want to know is, how is this going to power jobs?
Oh, it's all about attracting new jobs, and in particular around aerospace activity on the back of the airport project. So we're looking at attracting key aerospace companies in aircraft repair, in aircraft conversion, and we've got some real evidence of the strong demand. We're dealing with about 20 active inquiries for the south side of the airport, and they're real inquiries we're dealing with on a daily and a weekly basis. So that's really encouraging.
Now, turning to Al Titrington now, MD at Cornwall Airport. So what are we expecting in the way of air routes in 2013?
Yeah, obviously the last couple of years have seen a decline in passenger numbers, but through 2013 the road to recovery really has started with the announcement before Christmas with EasyJet, which will be operating two new services to Liverpool and Southend, and then how we build on that, both with EasyJet in terms of what we've got planned with their future for services down to the Mediterranean into Central Europe, but other carriers are trying to link Cornwall to on a global footing. You mentioned getting people in and out of Cornwall. Cornwall is an international business centre. One of the key aspects we're trying to drive forward is opening up Cornwall to a global environment.
There's a challenge, though, with the airport making money, isn't it? With the pressure on fuel prices and the amount of people travelling because of their resources themselves.
Absolutely. It's a difficult economic climate. We look out the window every day, or we see on the news every other story is doom and gloom about the economy. Air travel has been hit, no doubt about that. But what we're trying to do is obviously get key activities with sustainable route development, sustainable aviation, where routes will operate year-round or every year through the season. Obviously, with the economic climate and increased fuel prices and taxation on airlines, they're looking for better and better deals. As an airport, we've got to respond to that to be able to be strong, because we are competing with probably 300 other airports in Europe for the attention of these airlines.
Thank you very much for talking to us about Newquay Airport in 2013. Now looking ahead to next week with Nick Herrier.
Later this month, the Chancellor will be announcing his budget, and in the run-up, we will be looking at various aspects on how it could affect business in Cornwall. And don't forget to get your entry in on this year's Cornwall Business Awards. 14 categories are up for grabs, including a brand new category for Best Family Business. Nominations close on March the 17th. For full details and to download an entry form, visit cornwallbusinessawards.co.uk.
Brought to you in partnership with Bishop Fleming, the UK's fastest growing accountancy firm.
7 days with Business Cornwall.